Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
Did I get here? Huh?
Hello, welcome back.
Hello.
Welcome back, Jay.
Hey, I'm back.
Finally.
Yay.
So yeah, welcome back to, you know, the podcast. How did I get here? And to those of you watching or listening, this is where we live our best lives on the internet and come out on the other side knowing more but not feeling that much smarter.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Dang. Okay. Well, yeah. Make sure you follow this podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and make sure to leave a review. Also, check us out on youtube.com/divepods for full-length episodes. How have you been?
I've been good. I've been trying to grow out the stash a little bit. It's just started.
Uh-huh.
This is about 2 weeks of progress right here.
2 weeks.
About 2 weeks of progress. And then Asians have this trait where they grow like one dragon tail like this. I've been picking that one out constantly. You're just trying to grow at an even pace. And I think the pacing is going well.
Okay.
2 weeks.
All right. So new look is Jay with a stash.
I'm going to have a beard soon.
Do it. You know what? Do
James Harden. Yeah. Full on beard.
Okay. Well, today's topic of the day. Are you lactose tolerant?
I am.
Okay. So this is a great topic for the both of us then.
Yes.
Topic of the day, milk hate, scientific fact or trendy fad. Is milk actually bad for you? Thank you to Kimberly Deckers for suggesting this.
Kimberly, all right, thank you for the question. That is from our Patreon. Mm-hmm. So we do take questions from Patreon. If you want to become a Patreon, support us and support this podcast and support Dive Studios. And in turn, support us and support us. Thank you for the question.
Yes.
All right. Is milk good or bad for you?
What do you think?
Milk is blood. Filtered blood. So technically, if it wasn't filtered, you would be drinking red cow blood. Therefore, what are you? If you drink milk, you are technically a vampire. You are an ethical vampire.
Ethical vampire.
No. You're a modernized vampire because you're drinking the filtered version. Whereas in the portrayal of evil vampires, they just drink straight up blood.
Yes.
But see, it's the same thing. If you drink milk, it's just filtered.
Hot take on that one. Okay.
Are you a vampire?
Okay.
Ask yourself that. Mm. Look at your milk carton in the morning. Fill up your cup. Look at it. Stare at the cup. That in front of you is someone's blood. Is that ethical?
I know. I'm just blood, letting it roll with it.
Milk is filtered blood. Are you dumb?
I
Google it right now.
You know
it's filtered blood.
To appease you, we're gonna hop on this. I don't know how these newfangled contraptions work.
Oh my god!
It's milk, blood. Regular cow milk does not contain blood. Blood may be present in the milk when the cow udder is infected with bacteria. But this milk is discarded by the farmer and will not be sent to the factory.
Look up. Is milk filtered blood?
Filtered? I'm gonna put filtered in there.
No. Is milk filtered blood?
He's milk filtered blood. Okay. Verbatim what you just said, child. Okay. Wait.
Yup.
Wait. Hold on.
Yup. These idiots know nothing about the world. They question my knowledge of factual information. You know who you're talking to?
Where did you learn this fact, Jay?
On Twitch. Because of stupid dum-dums.
But is this only applicable to cow milk or like
no,
goat
it's all milk?
Or?
It's all milk. It's filtered blood.
Okay, well maybe it's good that we're allergic to it then.
Exactly. So therefore, we are pure bloods. We're pure-blooded wizards, Harry. We don't drink. We are incapable of consuming the other blood. You know what I mean? Therefore,
yeah.
You know what that means in the evolution chain? Our forefathers were not consumers and we're not vampires. We were the vampire slayers. We're Blade Runner.
But did you drink milk growing up as a child? Because
yes,
I did.
I did. I didn't know I was lactose.
And neither did I until I was 21.
Same. Till college. Yeah.
Everything changes every 7 years. All the cells in your body. Research.
What?
All the cells in your body reset every 7 years. So when you're in your third cycle, that's 21.
Why am I still allergic to or like lactose?
Sometimes things stay. I mean, I'm still allergic to certain animals, but some of them I outgrew the allergy to. But it could come back later in life. Who knows?
Damn it. I want a cat so bad, but I can't.
Get a Sphinx cat. We've talked about this.
I know. But they're so ugly.
They're so cute.
Sphinx cats? They just look like wrinkly rats.
Yes.
You like wrinkly rats?
Yes.
Just buy a rat.
Just
buy a mouse. Mouses are cute.
Mice are cute.
Might be ratatouille. Cook you the baguette. You cook baguettes?
You bake them? Because it's
bake
bread?
Baguettes. It'll bake you the baguette. Ratatouille.
I'm uncomfortable. So, from KQED Education, is milk good or bad for you? Because dairy products contribute to the overall saturated fat, calorie, and cholesterol content of the diet. They also contribute to the increased risk of obesity, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes.
Damn! Don't drink milk. F's in the chat. Wow. Okay.
Other studies have shown milk and other dairy products linked to prostate cancer in men and ovarian cancer in women.
Wow.
Interesting.
Don't drink milk. That's crazy. Wow.
But what about milk being good for school-aged children, though? Although milk is a great calcium source, the animal proteins in dairy can have a calcium leaching effect. What? Because of this, researchers are reevaluating milk's relationship to bone health. For example, a Swedish study determined that women who drank milk were more likely to develop fractures than women who drank little to no milk.
Interesting.
Sweden.
I think that might be onto something. My theory has always been that milk creates bone density, right?
Huh?
It's scientifically proven to create bone density.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like because of the fact that it creates bone density, it takes away from the length of your bone. So technically, if you drink a lot of milk, you could just have very strong bones, but it might have intruded on the growing of the length, and therefore it spread wide. Yeah.
The two differences right here.
I didn't drink any milk while growing up.
Well, there you go. I did, and that's why I'm only 4'11". So.
Damn, you're 4'11"?
Yes.
Nice.
Aren't you 5'11" or 6? What are you?
I'm 6.
You're more than a foot taller than me. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Pros and cons of drinking cow's milk from Healthline. Benefits of milk. Appetite control, what? A 2013 study of 49 people showed that dairy helped people feel fuller and reduced how much fat they ate overall. I mean, milk makes you feel bloated and gross. I mean,
does it? I haven't drank milk in years, so.
Neither have I willingly, so.
Interesting.
I don't know. Bone development. Here we go. Milk may help improve weight and bone density in children. According to a 2016 study, it also reduces the risk of childhood fractures. Research shows that pregnant women wow. who ate a healthy diet that included plenty of dairy and calcium-rich foods had children with better bone growth and mass compared to women who did not. But hold on, bone.
We can't just take this for like calciums?
Calcium supplements. I mean, that's what I do.
Yeah, we can't just take this in pill format now. Like instead of drinking the actual milk.
Just take away the lactose and then it's healthy. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just look at the… Oh, it's so bone and dental health because my mom's a hygienist. A cup of milk contains almost 30% of the daily requirement of calcium for adults. Milk also contains potassium and magnesium. I am short in both of those. These minerals are important for healthy bones and teeth. Dairy provides almost 50% of the calcium in a typical American diet. I don't know if that's true.
Possibly, because they put milk in everything. Butter. Mayonnaise.
Butter.
Cake.
Mayonnaise. There's no… It's white. Egg. It's egg.
Whatever, dude. Just move on.
Negative side of milk. This is our propaganda for you. The negative sides of milk here. Acne. A 2016 study found that teenagers with acne drank higher amounts of low-fat or skim milk. Dairy may also trigger adult acne. Other Damn. Studies have linked acne to skim and low-fat milk. This may be due to milk's influence on certain hormones, including insulin and insulin-like growth factor. More research is needed for this. Allergies.
Damn.
Hello, lactose friend. Read the allergies.
Okay, so there's allergies involved, right? So up to 5% of children have a milk allergy. And it estimates that some experts, it can cause skin reactions such as eczema and gut symptoms such as colic, constipation, and diarrhea. Other serious reactions include
Anaphylaxis,
wheezing, difficulty breathing, and bloody stool. Ew. Both children and adults may grow out of a milk allergy.
What if you grow into one?
God damn. Wait, there's cancers involved with this? Excess calcium from milk and other foods may increase the risk of prostate cancer. Milk sugars may be linked to a slightly higher risk of ovarian cancer. Wow. Lactose intolerance. Cow's milk has a higher amount of lactose than milk from other animals. A 2015 review estimates 65 to 70% of the world's population has some form of lactose intolerance. Most people with this condition can safely add small amounts of dairy to their diet. But damn, you probably shouldn't drink it. Because ovarian cancer, man. That is not good. You know what calcium, too much calcium causes too? Kidney stones.
Yeah.
That sucks. I heard that's painful. EF.
I never had to deal with it. One of my friends in high school did. And because what they do first, they blast with like a little laser to break it up first so it's easier to pass.
Straight through?
Yeah.
The pineal gland?
The urethra, yes.
God damn, do they shoot a laser down there? Hell no.
It's like one that like goes through the skin. They don't like actually laser you, but like it goes through the skin basically. Like a… It's a word I'm looking for.
That's so interesting. You could go through the laser and not… I mean go not go through the laser, but go through your skin and not cause any damage to the skin, but it could cause damage to the stuff in between.
I mean think of like the… What is it called? A sonogram? What is it? Like when women are pregnant and they like… You can take x-rays that way like…
And it breaks up the rock?
Think of it kind of like that. It's like it doesn't go through your skin… But it can like still like go into your like organ. Like
sounds like a superpower.
Kidney stone man.
Kidney stone dude. I heard when you pee them out, they're like the worst. It's like so much pain.
Pleasant. After all of this being said, team no milk. Team no milk. Don't drink milk. It's bad for you. If you want milk, drink almond milk or soy milk or whatever else.
I mean, there's so
milk.
Many alternatives these days.
And you can so much better.
You don't have to drink milk. Just take calcium. Vitamins and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like milk seems like a detriment to your health more than it seems like a positive. So, I mean,
why risk it?
I know. Risk it for the biscuit.
Or maybe not for the biscuit, because if you eat the biscuit, then your mouth's going to get dry and you might want some milk.
Biscuit probably has milk in it too. Butter. All right. And with this, we are going to listen to 50 Proof by Ege.
Do you still wait to show? Eat all alone, watching the moon rise. is asking on and on. What heights come home? How you've been doing? You sleeping alright? I worried it is to wake you up at night. You know why, but you don't know why at the same time. Ooh, 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 ooh. Who's your arm? You're 50 proof high. Been worried all night, wondering all night. Who loves you now? Wipes up problems, at least turn to autumn, when they won't stop falling from your eyes, from your sides. Who loves you? No.
And we're back.
Wow. Good song. Good song.
Thank you.
Jolly good show. Chap.
Jolly. Jolly.
Okay. Moving on to question time. Time for us to answer your questions. This comes from S524. I can read. How true is this statement? If a man says he's 5'11", that means he's 5'9". Because if he were actually 5'11", he would have said 6 foot. Got it off the subtle Asian dating Facebook group. Just wondering if there's any way to validate it.
You guys are trying to talk about me. Google search my okay? I am a little over 6 feet, but I just say six, okay?
Is that what keyprofiles.com says?
I'm 183 in actuality.
Oh.
My profile says 182. To keep it at 6 feet.
To keep you humble.
Yeah, to keep me humble. 183.
Hold on. I'm not wearing any heels of any sort. This is just the height difference.
183, man.
149.
You guys are tripping. Swear.
149. I mean, you a dude, but you tall. I mean, if you were a little bit shorter, would you say that you're taller than you are? Because maybe 1 or 2 inches, you know, it's like, meh, whatever.
Hell yeah. If I was 5'10", I'd be like, bro, I'm 5'11". If I was 5'9", I'd be like, bro, I'm 5'11". If I was 5'8", I'd be like, bro, I'm 5'10". For sure. For sure. Because it matters. Like, height, you don't want to like…
Does it?
I don't know. To me, I think it matters.
See, you have the extremes here. You're someone who's really tall and really short. So I don't really know how to balance this question
out. You
know
what the crazy thing is though? I'm not really tall. You know, like I went to Iceland and I was like one of the shortest people there.
Yeah. It's the Nordic countries. Who?
Dude, they be giants. They're like, everyone's like towering over me. And I'm just like, wow, I feel really short here. This is a whole new world. Like this is what Alexa sees the world in.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
It's different. It just feels very different.
Hmm. Okay. This next question is from Ghost Monument. Does coriander or cilantro taste like soap to you?
Cilantro's beautiful. What
I
do you mean?
Cilantro.
Have you ever tried pho? How do you not? How do you eat pho without? Okay, but certain types of cilantro taste like too concentrated cilantro.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get like the right MSG style cilantro. You know what I mean? Like it's like there's a certain type of cilantro that's like good in your pho. And a certain type of cilantro that makes your pho taste like crap.
Yeah.
What do you think about cilantro?
I mean, I don't mind that. I grew up eating a lot of diverse food in my house, so cilantro was typically present. So I don't have a problem with it. I don't think it tastes like soap.
Do you like black licorice?
No.
I hate black licorice.
I'm not fond of that.
I will never understand people who like black licorice.
Neither will I.
No, it does not taste like Jägermeister.
What?
No wonder it tastes like crap.
But you know what? Okay, so absinthe also tastes like black licorice, but absinthe isn't that bad.
What's absinthe?
You don't know what absinthe is? It's like this like really like old liqueur. It like had like medicinal uses back in the day, but it's like it was too strong for us. It was kind of like outlawed kind of for a point in time, but it's legal again. But
like 1000 proof of alcohol?
I don't really know, but it tastes a lot like black licorice, but it wasn't too horrible.
Have you ever tried Bacardi?
Yes.
The college, like, not the 150, the 151, I think. The college ratchet drink.
I don't know specifically the college ratchet drink, but I've tried Bacardi before.
Dude, that thing tastes like… I think tastes like you're trying to hurt yourself.
Oh, well, interesting.
It's like literally toxic slime rolling down all the way to your heart. And you feel the semi-heartburn as it goes down.
Oh, no. That's not pleasant.
What were we thinking in college? Dude, 98% alcohol is freaking great. That's like… Ugh. You might as well be… That's, I think drinking gasoline is better for you.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Run faster.
Did you know
higher.
That if you drink gasoline, you run faster?
Wow. New facts with Hedig. Thank you, Jay.
60 miles per hour.
Thank you, Park Jae-hyung, for these facts. Totally.
Please don't drink gasoline.
Don't drink gasoline.
That was a joke. Please don't drink gasoline.
Drink water and not milk.
You can condition yourself to drink water and like the taste of water. For one, for a really long time, I loved the taste of water. Water was just delicious. It was better than cola. Cola tastes like crap. If you stop drinking Coke for a while, like, tastes bad. You could taste all the artificial flavoring, the sugar, the waste byproduct that you…
Because didn't you tell me you grew up and you weren't allowed to drink soda or something?
Yeah. So that's why like I kind of went like ape shit when I went to college and was like… Dr.
Sprite.
Pepper, Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper. Yeah. Like root beer everywhere. But I went off of that and drank water for a while and water just tastes so good. So good.
And on that note, please make sure you drink a glass of water listening to this podcast and make sure to send us your questions at #Dig. Let us know what you think the next topic should be. Check us out on Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios, youtube.com/Dive Studios or /Dive Pods for full length episodes. Also, don't forget to check us out on TikTok at The Dive Studios. Follow and review this podcast. Anything else, Jay?
Don't drink gasoline. Bye.
Bye.
How did I get here? With Jay.